You're right.
In the beginning of time, someone was cool and someone was a tool. Someone got eaten alive by a fucking dinosaur. Throughout time, we have strived to be the best. Well, this is it. This is the place where they, you, everyone, and anything can join in and find out who or what will win.
Who?
The world's greatest Wednesday. And now your host, the man who got a girl to put a phone in another girl's ass and called it on the air and thanked his mom, Jason Ellis.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be here. Welcome to the world's greatest Wednesdays, where I have to completely adjust voice altercation machine. So it works. This is a segment that was originated by me because I'm awesome. And we do find out who is the greatest, undoubtedly, undisputed greatest of their particular genre. Today's genre is T-Wolf.
World's greatest person you would like to hate fuck.
Right.
Meaning some combination of how much you hate them and how much you want to fuck them. J-Lo agrees.
Right. I would like to fuck J-Lo.
Hate fuck?
I'd like to hate fuck J-Lo.
I will put that on the list.
We want to start the nominees now?
Suggested last week was Sarah Palin, and I think she still deserves to be on
the
list.
Sarah Palin should be on the list. Yes. Good call. Now, hate fuck. And this is in the... Is this in the vaginal area, or can this be wherever you want? Can these people be dead or alive?
Yeah, they could be dead.
They could be dead. We want to really hate fuck people that are dead.
They're not... Pretend that you're going back in time to do it.
I don't think they should be allowed on the list.
Don't think they're like...
I don't think they should be on the list. Unless you're talking about them now.
When you want to fuck... Hate fuck like Eva Braun or something?
Who's it?
Hitler's wife?
Well, maybe she... Well, she didn't do anything.
I don't know.
If anything, she deserved a medal for sucking that asshole's penis.
What about a Delilah? Who cut Samson's hair and then caused him to get killed by the Philistines?
Well, fuck Samson. Anyone has to worry about their fucking hair can suck a dick. I'll
but
tell
his
you this.
Came from his hair.
If you wanna hate fuck, what's her name? Who died? That fat chick that wasn't that fat.
Who?
She was going out with that Howard K. Stern guy.
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, if you wanna hate fuck Anna Nicole Smith's corpse, I can accept that.
Okay, but
you can't hate fuck Anna Nicole Smith. She's dead.
Okay, that's a fair rule.
All right, so you can't go back in time. But you can hate if you wanna. If you really hate somebody and they died, you can hate fuck them.
And it's if you want to specify a specific sort of non-vaginal way you'd like to hate fuck this person.
You can do that too.
You can do that too.
Some people might be better to hate fuck their faces and stuff.
Right.
I understand that. All right, so who do we have so far?
Jennifer Lopez and Sarah Palin.
Right.
Are kicking off the list.
866 Yo Faction, or you can hit me up on my Twitter at JEllismate, and I'll be checking that out momentarily to find out what your ideas are. Grant Cobb, why don't you just call it people Benji fucked? Benji fucked Sarah Palin?
Well, that's amazing.
Man, that guy gets around. No wonder he doesn't want to let me stay there.
He does raise a good point. Do we want to put Paris Hilton on this list?
Right, because she should be in there. Do I want to hate fuck Paris Hilton?
I don't. I don't really feel the passion for that.
Yeah, I don't. She's not a nominee. It's got to be a very strong... I mean, at the end of the day, she's not ugly. Someone here says, Oprah's asshole.
Give it a try and see. If nobody else wants Paris Hilton, I think she could easily win this thing.
We're allowed.
She's the prototypical...
How about if somebody nominates Paris Hilton, then we put her on the list?
I've already got the phone call. Trust me. The guy's called drop. And I've probably already got the email 5 times. The thing with Paris Hilton is she is like the prototypical like spoiled princess bitch type.
Right, right.
Didn't do anything but think she's entitled to a whole bunch. She's like a prototypical hate fuck.
Here's a good one. The cast of The View.
Which one? Because each one is different.
I want to hate fuck the blonde one that's good looking.
Oh, Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah, I hate her.
Definitely her out of all of them, because the other ones aren't good looking enough.
I'd like to put her on the list of the Crazy Bones Jones elbows after I hate fucked her.
Yeah,
I really don't like her.
She's the Republican one, too.
Right, which means she's against people having fun.
If we're going to go in the direction of horrible Republican people, we have to put Ann Coulter on this list also.
Who's that?
Have you ever seen...
Yes! Blonde chick.
Blonde chick.
Whore.
Horrible.
Yep. I'm going oral on her.
I hate fuck.
I hate fuck in the face.
Oh, I thought you were going to, like, hate fuck cunnilingus her.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not servicing it.
How does that work?
It doesn't work, and that's why you're an idiot.
Hello, Sean.
Sean.
Sean. Chris?
Yes, Sean?
Chris.
Okay.
Hey, what about Lisa Loeb?
Who's Lisa Loeb?
What do you have against Lisa Loeb?
Who's Lisa Loeb?
She was like a 90s one-hit wonder.
Yeah, no. Thanks. Hello, Sean.
What's up, Jason?
What up?
I'm going to re-nominate Ann Coulter, and there has to be some sort of machine where, like, as you have to just fuck the balls out of her, and there has to be some sort of weight that when you're done falls on her head and just fucking cracks her skull. Cause she's
what about this? What about this? What about if you were to wear remember the movie Seven, where the guy had to put on the cock thing that was like made his cock a sword, and then he killed that girl when he had sex with her.
That could work.
What about if we hate fuck Ann Coulter's face with a sword cock on a blade on the end of your cock?
Can I?
So you stab her brains out.
Are we going
too far?
You can tell me if I'm being a pussy here, but if you're like a hate fuck is different from rape and it should not be something that would seriously maim or kill the person.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, because we've gone too far.
Yeah.
This is a hate fuck.
Right.
We're asking aggressive consensual sex.
You've already seduced her and got her to agree to do this.
It's aggressive consensual sex.
Yes, exactly.
Who would we like, the world's greatest, who would you like to have aggressive consensual sex? Also known as hate fuck.
Right.
Let's do aggressive consensual sex.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get back to the list. Doug, who would you like to have consensual, hard sexual relations with?
I'd have to nominate all three of them Kardashian bitches.
Right, well, you can only pick one.
Which one is the worst?
I'd have to say Kim. Every time I hear her talking, man, I want to take a hammer to my head.
You know what? Maybe this whole thing is Benji's fucking list. Hello, Sean.
Yo, that was me.
Yeah, what is your nominee?
I would really like to hate fuck Hillary Clinton right in her shitter.
Right in her what?
Shitter. Right in her shitter. No loop.
And a shitter. Great. Okay, thanks. God. I mean, we really did ask for it, though, really. This whole idea.
A little bit. I think we should just calm down a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
What's your vote?
I think Kelly Ripa from Regis and Kelly.
Really?
She needs to be fucked. She's good looking, but she's the most annoying bitch on the planet.
Wait, why do you hate Kelly Ripa? I don't think she's that bad.
She's so fucking annoying. She's on her own world. You ever see her do those stupid commercials? Her and her husband, if you ever listen
Did
to
you ever watch Regis and Kathy Lee? She's like a million times better than that.
Yeah, but she's probably the most annoying person next to Sarah Palin because she's on Cloud 9 and she's all into her soap opera shit because that's her acting.
I've watched this show like three times.
I'd rather hate fuck Regis.
No, you know what? This is crazy because I thought this guy, I mean, I'll go ahead and throw my million behind Kelly Ripa.
Really?
I think she's
annoying as shit, man.
Yeah, she's really hot and she knows it, which is what makes her annoying. But what's really annoying is that she is actually that hot, i.e. perfect hate fuck. In my mind.
Thanks, Tony.
She's on the list.
Okay, Kelly Ripa.
Jesse.
Yes. Mayhem Miller.
You want to hate fuck Mayhem Miller?
Yep.
You better have it. You better have somebody hold him down. All right, put him on the list.
Put him on the list.
Who wants to hate fuck Mayhem Miller?
By the way, even if you may be suggesting a man, but you are still, that does make you gay if you want to hate fuck a man.
It doesn't matter.
But just so you know.
What's wrong with being gay?
Nothing's wrong with it.
Hello, Jason.
Just know that.
Hey, what's up, man?
What up?
How about Sarah Jessica Parker? I'd like to hate fuck her right in her big horse face.
She does have a horse face. Well done. I'm going to put her on the list. She is annoying. But I think she'd be hot naked. But then again, I think she's like 50 now, isn't she?
She's getting, I think, too old to make it satisfying.
But she's very brittle. You could break her.
Yeah.
Just knowing that there's a potential breaking in there from boning her. It's exciting. Marie.
Mario.
Mario.
Marie, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm thinking Jane Velez Mitchell from CNN.
Who? No.
Too obscure, dude.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm nominating Taylor Swift.
Really?
I don't hate Taylor Swift either.
You know, the thing is, like, Everyone's like on her side with their fucking shitty music.
I'm not on anything. I don't even think she's on my radar. She's just like, she's just nothing.
Like, she's kind of annoying looking and real skinny. So
yeah, I'm looking at her. She's just nothing.
I think she's sort of talented, actually.
And she's talented, but I'm just, yeah, whatever. She's just not even, I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever. Whoever you are.
Right.
Like, the craziest thing you did was just stand there while Kanye took the microphone off. If you hadn't done that, I still wouldn't know who you are. He made you famous, really.
What about Katy Perry?
I don't know who that is.
You know that song, I Kissed a Girl?
I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
Yeah, that song.
I never saw the video, I just heard the song.
She's both hot and really pretty annoying in general.
Right. I think that's worth putting on. Todd!
Melissa Rivers.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well done. Yeah. Well done.
Good choice.
Not Joan. Definitely her daughter. Hey, did you know that Bentley has been going out with Joel Mills?
No. Really?
Yeah. Bentley has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend is Joel Mills.
That's really cute.
It is good, isn't it?
That's a good couple.
It is a good couple.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
And Joel's a really good guy, too.
Shout out to the... you know, the baby throat in the Mills.
There you go.
I hope she moves to California and completely dates him, and then she can be my assistant, so I'll have a hot assistant, and my wife won't be worried about me fucking her, because she's going out with Joel Mills.
Right.
And Joel Mills could kill me. Joel Mills is like the only person that could kill me, except if I have this knife in my hand, which I do. Brian. No, Christina. Or
Yeah, it's Christian.
Christian.
Yeah. Hey, Tara Reid, man, I can't stand that bitch.
Isn't Tara Reid gone, though?
Tara Reid's totally off the radar.
Yeah, well...
What happened to her?
I think she hit bottom when she was playing a scientist in Alone in the Dark, and then she just totally fell off forever.
Right. Well, yeah, I can't allow it. She doesn't exist. Thank you.
What about Denise Richards? Denise Richards annoys the shit out of me.
She does?
Yeah.
She did annoy me, but I would rather, once again, go gay and hate fuck Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. I hate that guy.
I hate both of them.
He is way more annoying than she is. And I think that
I think she's fairly awful.
I think he's more to blame than she is. I mean, granted, she went for the... You know, I mean, she was the hot chick that went out with the bigger celebrity to become more famous. But when somebody has kids...
Oh, shit. Actually, I know what my pick might be.
Well, hang on a minute. Somebody's on the line.
All right, I'll hold on to it.
Brian.
Yeah, Jason, how about your sometimes co-host, Odorous, from Guar?
Yeah, I don't want to hate fuck Odorous.
He'd probably just enjoy it.
Yeah, well said there, Raw Dog. Heath.
Heath.
Yeah.
What's up, man? That fucking plastic rat-faced Nancy Pelosi, man. She's an ugly bitch, and she's dumb as fuck.
Who's Nancy Pelosi?
She is the head of the House of Representatives.
Well, what does that mean?
It's Congress.
Why do you want to hate fuck her?
I don't know. She's trying to get health care reform passed.
Yeah, I'm not putting her on the list.
No way.
She's trying to get health care reform?
Yeah.
What's so bad about her?
Hey, lots of people hate her just for that reason.
People got some bad ideas right now. We need to whip up some more. Nick!
Yo, Wallace.
What's your idea?
I would think I would like to nominate Melissa Etheridge for a hate fuck.
I saw her not so long ago at a charity award thing, and she was looking really hot. But if you want to put her on the list, go for it.
Also, not into guys.
How do you know that?
She is an out lesbian.
Oh, Chad Denana from Nixon says Jessica Simpson. That's a good one.
Jessica Simpson.
She's a cow. Oral? Hate fuck a vagina?
Yeah, no, in the vagina, I think.
You would put it in the vagina?
Yeah.
Righto. Bam's been in that vagina.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he hate fucked her. I mean, what's the like about her?
She's pretty dumb.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Another reason, again, why I would hire Bam Margera over me. Check out Bam Margera's fake Twitter and how many followers he has. And then he hate fucked Jessica Simpson. He's light years ahead of me. I don't even know Jessica Simpson. And if I did, guess what?
Right.
She wouldn't be boning me, even if I was single. It's real fame right there.
That to fuck Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
That is fame.
And she was married to Nick Lachey.
What a lucky guy.
Nick Lachey licked Bam's dick. It's pretty Red Dragons, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Lachey! How does my dick taste?
You know what I mean? Like, Bam could have said that. The hell is that not working for?
Was Bam with her before Nick Lachey?
No.
Okay.
Man. Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
I'm starting to like that guy more and more every day.
Nick Lachey?
No, asshole. Dustin.
Yeah, I want to nominate Madonna.
It's not bad. Put it on there. I want to have a hate fuck Bono.
Bono kind of deserves it.
I think Bono can save the world, but there's something weird about him. I feel like maybe he's lying, and he's doing it because he thinks he's so amazingly famous.
No, he's doing it because he's an incredible egotist. He's doing it because he's promoting Bono.
It is, right? There's a taste of that there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hate fuck him.
Yeah, fair enough.
In the ass, too, because I don't think he's a gay guy. I think it's going to hurt.
But somehow you got him to agree to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I did.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we had a few wines. You know what I mean? We drank probably 4 or 5 bottles of wine. And, you know what I mean? One thing led to another. And we were in Paris. It was romantic.
Suddenly you're fucking bottle with the
He ass. Was leaning over yeah. one of those bridges underneath one of the, you know what I mean, the one of the lakes. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And you know what I mean? I was like, look, who's going to know, Bono? So I boned him. But then as soon as I flicked a switch. And started romping him ridiculously, smashing his ass to oblivion. A couple of times he cried no, and I was like, too bad there, champ. Oh, Benji Madden says Tyra Banks. Excellent
Ooh,
call.
Good pick.
Excellent call by the Madden. Wow. What's it like to hate fuck Tyra Banks, Benji? allegedly, of course.
Okay. I want to rape his face.
What?
Jeez, well, Mayhem's already on the list. So.
Wow, that button came out. Let's do something a little lighter. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what?
Who would you like to have, what is it? Consensual sex with.
I'd like to nominate Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, I like Nicole Kidman.
She's hot, but she's looking annoying, and she was married to that Tom Cruise.
Yeah, once again, man, I am gay. I would way rather hate fuck Tom Cruise.
She's got this really brittle Ice Queen thing that makes me think it's not going to be enjoyable.
Well,
wait,
let's go over this hate fuck thing again a little bit more. I want to clarify, because really, I mean, it's consensual, but halfway through it, it's not.
It basically, right.
It's really bad for that person.
Yes.
But they go for it. They go with it.
They're too embarrassed to say anything about it. But
look, Will. Look, come on, Will. I don't want to. I mean, it's consensual, but it's. I didn't make. Look at Tully. It's his idea. He said hate fuck.
You can't throw the blame on Tully again.
Well, I can fucking blame Tully all I want. I didn't come up with hate fuck. World's greatest. It's a great one.
It is.
Consensually hard.
Right. Exactly.
You get the picture. We don't have to elaborate. Hey, Jason.
Yo. Cock Lesnar.
Right, you want to fuck Brock Lesnar?
Have fun with that.
Yeah, face. Huh. I think he'd like.
I think I can thread the needle on this particular topic. What it is, it's like they don't necessarily ever find out that you hate fuck them. They just think you had a one-night stand, but you know that you were enjoying it more because you dislike them than because you
like
them.
Okay, good.
Right.
Will should be happy with that.
Probably at a certain point, as I picture it, what makes it erotic is you actually are probably delivering one of the finest performances of your career because you feel like you're somehow proving a point with your penis.
I've done it.
Right. That's a hate fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Are they going to have an orgasm?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're going
to
make them like
Yeah, you're dominating them. Yeah. You're forcing them to orgasm.
I'm going to make Bono shoot a load into the rivers of Paris.
Yes. He's going to enjoy it that much. And he's not even going to expect it.
Brock Lesnar, I'm going to milk Brock Lesnar's prostate all over the octagon.
Yeah.
Hello, Eric.
Yo, what's up, Ellis?
What's up?
Man, my fucking ex-wife and anybody that's got a hot-ass ex-wife.
Yeah, thanks, but we don't know her.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Katherine Heigl.
Who's that?
You know the chick from Knocked Up and The Ugly Truth and Blonde chick on Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Have you ever heard her talk? She's just massively annoying and bitchy, but really cute.
No.
No? I'm putting it on the list.
You're putting it on the list anyway?
Yes.
That's your show. You do what you want. What about Anna Kournikova?
Why do you hate Anna Kournikova?
I don't. I just want to hate fuck her. What about Charles Bronson?
Why do you hate Charles Bronson?
I don't. Once again. Just what about Mrs. Bruce Lee?
Who's Mrs. Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee's wife.
Do you know what she looks like?
Yeah, she's all right. She's pretty old now, though. No, right. I don't want to fuck her. Janis Joplin's corpse.
Why do you hate Janis Joplin?
I don't. I just want to rock and roll with her.
Okay.
Well, it's not a hate fuck,
It's not a hate fuck, though.
Aretha Franklin? No. What about Aretha Franklin for asking for all the air conditioning to be turned off?
For asking
off?
All our fans to suffer in the heat.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
You can give it to her for that.
Hey, put her on there. I mean, what the nerve. What about Billy Joel?
No. Take this piano, man.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes. For not paying his taxes.
Are you doing it as like a punishment for them?
Yes.
Like, this is what you get for this?
Yes. I'm making Wesley Snipes come.
Tiger Woods?
Leave Tiger Woods alone. I didn't even, everyone else's show can cover Tiger Woods. I'm not covering it. I don't even care. Somebody called me the other day, a friend of mine that is in the porn industry, and said that he's had a girl that works with him that had sex with Tiger Woods and wanted to come on the show and talk about it. And she would be, what number? I don't know what number she would be, but I was like, yeah, man. And then I thought about it. I was like, whatever. So you fuck Tiger Woods. Like, what's the big deal? Like, just because he plays golf, you think he hasn't got a dick? Like, 13 people he had sex with. You know, every other man on the face of the planet was as famous as Tiger Woods would have had sex with way more than 13 women. I'm guaranteeing Tiger Woods had more sex than 13 women.
Yeah, he only had sex. He just had sex 13 dumb times.
Yeah.
Presumably, he's a smart guy. Presumably, there's another 300 out there that he was discreet with.
Yep.
These are just the mistakes.
Yeah.
This is like when they.
I don't even believe them all either.
No, of course, at least half of them are making it up for sure, and it must be pissing them off. Probably the ones that have the most details are the ones that are making it up the most. This is like when they find a mafia hitman and they're able to pin like 7 hits on him, and in reality, the guy killed 700 people.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly what's going on. Some emails at Tully@radiofaction.com. World's greatest celebrity hate fuck Queen Elizabeth. I don't think she's done anything to deserve
that. What does Queen Elizabeth do?
Again, she's not really that attractive.
Yeah.
Is Britney Spears hate fuckable?
Yeah, she. That's what Levy wants.
Levy's a Britney Spears hate fuckable.
Man, leave Britney alone.
What are you talking about? I hate fuck that guy, too. The leave Britney alone person.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'll double team
him. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, him.
Okay,
put him on the list.
To leave Britney alone.
Yeah,
guy.
Right. Because
he'd be consensual with it, too.
Oh, he'd be way into
it. Yeah, I'd make him come.
Right. Brooke Hogan.
What about Lady Gaga? Oh, yeah, Brooke Hogan for sure.
Okay,
Brooke Hogan.
Gaga's a solid.
You know what? No, change my mind. Mrs. Hogan.
Okay.
Because she's a cunt.
Right.
And she deserves to be hate banged.
You know, is a great one that somebody sent me, Tully@radiofaction.com, Victoria Beckham.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a major league contender right there.
Yeah, she is.
She's just asking for it at all times.
Can David Beckham
constantly watch? Oh, positively.
He'd be happy about
it. Right. He might go second.
He might. He might be looking to tinkle your taint region.
I say the right combo can happen. I mean, I say
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. What about Kate Gosselin?
I don't think Lady Gaga. I like her.
John and Kate plus 8.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's all right.
Yeah, John and Kate. Which one, John or Kate?
I think take your pick.
John and Kate.
Right. I'm writing down. Yeah, fucking both. Hey, fucking both of
none
them.
None of the 8.
Yeah. John and Kate minus 8.
Yeah, the 8.
LL Cool J. Mm. Nah.
Fran Drescher?
Why Fran?
Yeah.
What is Fran Drescher doing?
In the
it's
mouth.
It's the voice.
Yep, I'm going oral on that one,
right,
fellas.
Right.
Shut up, Fred.
Yeah. Let's see if you can annoy me now, you fucking cow.
Terry Hatcher? Terry Hatcher's pretty annoying.
I want to nominate Benji Matt. Leave Paris alone. Heidi O from the Hills. Who's Heidi O? I don't know.
Is that Heidi?
I don't know, dude.
I've been getting various combinations of Heidi while Spencer watches, Spencer while Heidi watches.
Yeah, I say they're relevant to us.
I agree, right. Finally, from the emails, unless we want to include Chris Angel, who I don't think he deserves
it. No, I don't want to fuck that guy.
Do you want to hate fuck Cyborg?
Yes,
all right.
I do. Wow, that's a good one. Because I really, I wanted to have an orgasm too. I love that girl. My Twitter is going off. Rihanna? Not Rihanna, huh?
Not Rihanna.
Miley Cyrus? Isn't Miley Cyrus like 17?
Miley Cyrus is below the age limit.
Yeah, leave her alone, you creep. Kim Basinger?
I don't hate Kim Basinger.
Yeah, but I want to hate fuck her. Put her on the list.
All right.
Chelsea Handler? No, dude. I would, but you guys don't. Hayden what? I don't even know who that is.
Hayden Christensen?
Fergie?
Ooh. I kind of would. Yeah, I kind of would.
Yeah, she's a hate fuckable. Angelina Jolie.
Don't hate her enough. I don't hate a lot of people that much.
Sandra Bullock already did it.
Sandra Bullock's already on the list?
No, nothing. Okay. I forget I said that.
What? Okay, never mind.
Anyway, who else is on the list? Let's take a phone call. Hello, Brad.
Hey, I'd like to nominate Paula Abdul.
Ooh, that's a sweet one. Well done. Paula Abdul is
She's high out of her bite on painkillers.
Yeah, didn't we put, Adam Lambert?
Adam Lambert is not on the list.
I don't want to hate fucking.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your...
Barbara Walters.
Who?
Barbara Walters.
Yeah, she's a good one on The View that I would hate fuck. Yeah, Barbara Walters, well done.
What about Star Jones?
I'm not fucking her. Not enough money on the face of the planet for me to do her. Yo, Paco.
Oh, hey, dude, I'd like to nominate Olsen Twins.
Right, Olsen Twins. Hate fucking the Olsen Twins. Hate fucking the Olsen Twins.
Yeah,
They're annoying. You know what? I'd hate fucking because they wear fur all the time. Well done. Put them on the list.
I thought they were anti-fur.
No, dude. They wear fur jackets and matching fur purses. Bob said Hillary Clinton. She's already been nominated.
Already on the list.
Hey, Levy, you need to pay attention, motherfucker. Nathan.
Ellis.
Yeah.
Brother, how about that Cox Arquette bitch for that new show she's doing, that fucking Cougar Town pile of shit?
How about who?
That Courtney Cox Arquette or whatever her name is.
Right, Courtney Cox.
You seen that shitbag show that she's got on now?
Oh, I did not see that show.
It's fucking garbage, dude. Worst thing I've ever seen. Her acting is absolutely horrible. She did okay in Friends, and then it took the shit here with this new show.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say she's...
on a hate fuck.
To munch
on
a, good. Yeah, she's an irrelevant sandwich to me. Thanks, dude. Do you want to put her on the list?
Nah.
Yeah, me neither. There's a lot of stiff competition over here. What about, what's her name? Fucking the singer of Hole.
Courtney Love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard the news about Courtney Love?
No.
She lost custody of, Francis
Bean.
Yeah.
Why?
She's
on drugs.
A lot of the details are still confidential.
She's on drugs.
I think there are rumors that it was kind of an abusive relationship.
She was mean to Bean?
Physically.
She beat Bean up?
Those are the rumors, yeah.
Put her on the list.
Yeah.
I'll make her pay. Dustin.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Go for it, mate.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger, I hate that cunt.
Who?
Dr. Laura?
Laura, AM640, she's a bitch.
I don't know who that is.
Really?
Yeah.
She's one of the biggest names on radio. She's one of your competitors.
Yeah, like everybody's competing with me.
Somebody put my sister on the list. Fuck you, dude.
That's fucked up.
Stickytron, fuck you.
Yeah, Stickytron, you better shut the fuck up. Kyle.
Yo, what's up, man?
What up?
Hey, I want to nominate Tully.
Yeah, well done. Put him on the list. what is it? Oh, Erica and Staple Neck.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
What's up?
We wanted to nominate Tia Carrera for being a boring guest.
A boring guest. She was a boring guest.
Is that enough of a reason?
Yeah. No, it's not enough of a reason, but she was boring.
But hey, I'd still hate fuck her.
You know what? I'd love to see you hate fuck her.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I know you will, Erica. Thanks for getting that across, you humongous lesbian. See you later. All right, let's take one more call. Michael.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay right in his wrinkly-ass fucking face.
Who is Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, the Hell's Kitchen guy?
I don't know who that is.
The guy who runs the cooking reality show and just fuck and curses at everybody?
No. Nancy Grace, who's that?
Oh, the Court TV chick. The one who's all... She's horrible.
You know who I'd like to hate fuck? Who's the first chick in that ever did Court TV?
Are you thinking of Greta Van Susteren?
Oh my god, what was that name? Where'd that come from?
Greta Van Susteren?
No, what about... No, I'm talking about, oh man. She's the old lady.
Judge Judy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I forgot about Judge Judy.
Why wouldn't you want to hate fuck Judge Judy? Right?
Nancy Grace is worse.
She is?
She's the person who's, like, constantly, like, interviewing, you know, like, people about, like, their kids and whether they're, like, abusing him or whether they're lost or kidnapped or it's just the most exploitative bullshit.
What about Maury?
Oh, Maury's kind of annoying. Maury Povich? He could go on the list.
I'm hate fucking that dude's face.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of these people, you just want to get them to shut up.
Wish I did, but shut up. What about Dr. Phil? Nah. Nah, it'd be disgusting. That's the worst lay you could ever have. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
That would be horrible.
There's no way I could finish him. I couldn't get him to climax. So I just couldn't be in it, you know what I mean, mentally. Reed!
Yo!
What's your nominee?
Well, I was going to say Judge Judy, but you said that. I also have a dude as a gay that I've been trying to get through to you about. It's really, really been pressing on me.
Okay, how are you?
All right. Is it gay if you'd rather have a male doctor inspect your ball sack rather than a female doctor?
No, guys are smarter. Thanks. What? When was the last time a girl won the Olympics?
Every Olympics. Because they have girls only events.
Yeah, why? Because they can't beat a man.
That has nothing to do with being smarter.
It is. We're smarter, we're better at everything, except having babies. We can cook better. Look at all the chef shows. Everyone's trying to qualify to be the world's greatest chef. Who's the master chef? He's a guy.
The top chef?
He's a guy. Top chef's a guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think it's been a girl before.
Who's in the WNBA? Is that as exciting as the NBA?
And then you're just not going back to sports. Right.
Yeah. The first girl to ever make a proper 540 was like 2 months ago.
These are all... Being better at sports doesn't mean you're smarter.
Yes, it does. Stronger means you're better. We're faster. Who built cars? Who built the first car? Who were the first people to fly in a plane? Weren't they brothers? They were the something-something brothers, weren't they?
Yeah, they were brothers.
They weren't sisters. We did a lot for this sport.
But who invented radioactivity? Or discovered radioactivity?
I don't know.
A woman.
Really?
Marie Curie.
Marie Curie?
Yeah.
I want to hate fuck her. Is she alive?
No, she's not.
God damn it.
And her corpse is probably radioactive.
Well, that might help me out a little bit. But no, I'm not going to do it. Who else do you want to put? No. Yeah, think about it, though. Seriously. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is he a girl?
No.
Very smart, man. What about Barack Obama?
Not a girl. But what about Hillary Clinton?
How come she didn't win? I'll tell you how. She got beaten by a man, because that's what happens. Men always win. Hello?
Somebody suggest Renee Zellweger.
Hello, Matt. Yes, put her on the list. I hate her.
Yo.
Yes.
Annoying ass Kathy Griffin.
Well done. Kathy Griffin.
This is already becoming a long list.
Fuck her. Fuck everyone. Andrew.
Yeah, hate, face, fuck Rachel Ray.
No. She's kind of cute.
Yeah, so what? That doesn't mean you can't hate her.
No, I mean she's kind of cute as in a nice person, I think. Okay. Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your...
Yoko Ono.
What?
Yoko Ono.
Good one. I like it. I really like that one.
Yoko Ono's on the list.
Bear.
Ellen DeGeneres,
yes.
I want to hate fuck her because she hates cock.
I don't hate Ellen DeGeneres.
No, she's not on there. Last call. Robbie. I'm blind.
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. Excellent last nominee. There you go. They are the nominees.
You want to try to narrow this list down?
T-Wolf, let's try and narrow it down.
Here is the extended list we've got so far. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, she's on.
Sarah Palin.
Hate her.
Paris Hilton.
Nah.
Paris Hilton, controversial choice, off the list. Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I don't know who that is. Oh, yes, I do.
The View.
I hate her.
Ann Coulter.
Who out of the two? Because they're both annoying in the same way.
Ann Coulter's a little bit more old school. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, I think, is more prominent now.
I want to fuck her.
Okay, yeah. And also probably better looking.
Yep.
Kim Kardashian.
Nah.
Hillary Clinton. I personally would not.
You know what? Maybe everybody does want to fuck. Maybe everyone wants to.
I think
fuck.
People do want to. I do not want to, but she can stay on the list. Kelly Ripa?
Nah.
Yeah. Mayhem Miller?
Put him on the list.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica Parker, nah.
Katy Perry?
Who's that?
The I Kissed a Girl chick?
No.
Melissa Rivers?
Yes.
Melissa Etheridge?
No.
Jessica Simpson?
Yes.
Madonna?
You got her.
Yeah, I think we had to. Bono? Yes, we had to get on the list. Tyra Banks?
You gotta put her on the list.
Brock Lesnar.
You can't put him on the list.
Catherine.
I'm not making him come all over the octagon. That's disgusting.
Catherine Heigl.
I don't even know who that is.
That's the knocked up chick.
No.
Okay. Aretha Franklin.
She did try to recently tell everybody that she wanted the air conditioning off. You could give her.
She's also the queen of soul.
And then take her off.
All right. The Leave Britney Alone guy.
Oh, he's on the list.
Mrs. Hogan.
I want to fuck her. I hate her.
Somebody made the compelling case that perhaps we should leave the Leave Britney Alone guy alone.
Okay.
No.
No. Victoria Beckham.
Mm.
I kind of think she has to be on the list. John and Kate.
Nah. They're a rabbit. What did they ever do? Right. Why are we talking about them?
Right. Fran Drescher.
Nah.
Cyborg.
Yeah, on the list.
Kim Basinger.
Nah.
Fergie.
Nah.
Paula Abdul.
Yes.
Barbara Walters.
Fuck yeah.
The Olsen twins.
Yes.
Really?
Well, they fucking, they're always wearing fur and shit. Okay. I hate those bitches. Okay.
Courtney Love.
She beat her kid up?
Apparently.
I got a couple of pumps for her.
Yeah. Tully. Up to you, man. It's your call.
Nah, take him off.
All right. Nancy Grace.
Who's Nancy Grace?
The Court TV chick.
No.
Okay. Judge Judy.
I want to, but it shouldn't all be up to me. What do you think?
I would put Nancy Grace over Judge Judy, personally.
Well, I don't even know who the other one is, so go. I say no to both of them.
Okay. Maury Povich.
What do you think?
I don't really care about Maury Povich.
Yeah, don't me neither.
Renee Zellweger.
She's definitely a hot. Okay. Come on.
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin. What did she do?
I don't know. Her life on the D-list?
Nah.
Yoko Ono?
Definitely.
And Wendy O. Williams?
Definitely.
It's a pretty solid list we got right
there. This one person's been on hold forever. Yo, what's your vote, dude? Who you nominee?
Dog the Bounty Hunter's old lady.
Yes! Thank God we let that happen. Well done. Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife. You definitely want to hate. I want to titty hate fucker. I want to hate fucker titties.
That does sound like fun.
I don't want to hate fucker titties.
Ooh, somebody on Twitter suggested Ayn Rand.
That's the greatest song ever. I want to hate fucker titties.
Nobody's going to vote for Ayn Rand, but
I'm going on Jay Ellis Made on Twitter because I'm a desperado for feeling famous and I'm trying to get 30,000 followers, so much so that I will actually show you my wife's breasts. What a desperate son of a bitch I am. Nope, nothing's really coming out of here that I haven't already seen. Any good ones? Britney Spears. Maybe one with their ex-wife. Sorry, Road Dog, I had a... Oh, that's... Okay, Wendy Williams. Cyborg. Steve Wilkos. Still Wilk? What? The hell are you talking about? Helen Keller. Heidi Montag. These people don't exist.
Yeah.
Bono. Cher.
Cher?
Should we add Cher?
It's up to you.
Nah. Yeah. All right, that'll do. So there we go. We've got the, we'll reel off the list.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez, Sarah Palin, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Hillary Clinton, Mayhem Miller, Melissa Rivers, Jessica Simpson, Madonna, Bono, Tyra Banks, the Leave Britney Alone guy, Mrs. Hogan, Victoria Beckham, Cyborg, Paula Abdul, Barbara Walters, the Olsen twins, Courtney Love, Renee Zellweger, Yoko Ono, Wendy Williams, and Mrs. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Make your votes by calling 866-YO-FACTION or tully@radiofaction.com or on my Twitter @JealousMate. After this, we will start the votes on the Jason Ellis Show.
Welcome back to World's Greatest Wednesday. On the Jason Ellis Show.
On the Jason Ellis Show, dude. All right.
Want me to reel off the list one more
time? Let's hear the list.
Here's the list, guys. For world's greatest person you would like to hate fuck. Remember, that means aggressive consensual sex.
Right.
The nominees are Courtney Love, Wendy Williams, Bono, the Leave Britney Alone guy, Cyborg, Barbara Walters, Paula Abdul, Hillary Clinton, Melissa Rivers, Madonna, the Olsen twins, Jennifer Lopez, Jessica Simpson, Mrs. Hulk Hogan, Victoria Beckham, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Renee Zellweger, Tyra Banks, Yoko Ono, Mayhem Miller, Mrs. Dog the Bounty Hunter, or Sarah Palin.
I'm going to go 1 million on Yoko Ono.
Not a bad call.
Right. And I'm going oral.
Because she's too old, and her vagina probably doesn't even work anymore, as far as I know.
Maybe you can get her to, like, scream avant-garde noises around your cock.
No, that's why it's going oral. I don't want to hear what she has to say.
Right.
No disrespect to John Lennon, but I mean, he was a cocksucker anyway, apparently, so was he. Jay, welcome to the show. What is your vote for World's Greatest Wednesday?
My vote is for Courtney Love for helping mess up Kurt Cobain's life.
Well done. You don't say hate fuck her for ruining Kurt Cobain's life. 866 Show Faction for your votes. Or Jay Ellisman on Twitter. Hello, Ray. Jay, sorry. No. Brian.
Yo, what's up, dude? Tyra Banks, man.
Byron. All right. Tyra Banks, 500,000. You know what? I want to put a million on Tyra Banks. She's hot.
And she's horrible.
And she's annoying.
She was a lot hotter 10 years ago.
Yeah, wasn't everybody, though?
That's
I mean,
true.
Cut us some slack.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know your name. What's up?
Yo, what's up, dude? Tyra Banks, man.
Hello.
Hi, Tyra Banks. I vote Cyborg.
All right.
I wanted to hate fuck me back.
Yeah, that's a good vote. Cause you're gonna hate. I want to be hate fucked by Cyborg. That should be next Wednesday.
Just do something to really piss her off.
Who do you want to hate fuck you?
Right.
That's a good one. Because Cyborg is definitely on top of the list. Hello,
yo.
Doug. Yes, Doug.
What's up, man?
Hey.
I want to hate fuck Sarah Palin.
Thank you. 500,000 for Sarah Palin. Hello, Andy.
Yeah, 500 on each Olsen twin.
Right. 500 on the Olsen twins. I mean, their whole fur thing is really offensive to me. Do you know about that?
I don't know about the fur thing. I didn't know you were that anti-fur.
I'm not a fan of people wearing chinchilla purses.
Right.
I'm not a fan of that. You can get fake fur.
It's true. It is kind of unnecessary.
Yeah. That's, you know what I mean? Like, if you're an Eskimo, then yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think if you kill the animal yourself, it's cool.
Yeah. But I don't get how you're like a multi-billionaire and you're... I've seen photos of her with like a jacket from head down to her ankles long with a matching handbag of just fox skin or something. Like, that is crazy.
Right.
Like, little cute girl from New York City. Do you know how many foxes were shanked for your jacket? Oh, fuck off, fellas. Do you just care about them because they're cute? Fuck you, man. Yeah.
So what?
I don't think people should wear shark skin. How about that?
But even those sharks are cute.
They're not cute. Rick!
Yes?
What's your vote?
How you doing? Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife.
Right, there you go. She just recently had her stomach tied, and she's looking voluptuous. Yeah, always in the titty region, and what would be wrong with giving her a little bit of a hate pump? Hello, Mike.
Yeah, Bono. Fuck that self-righteous asshole.
Right, there you go, self-righteous asshole. 500,000 on Bono, giving him a bone. In the ass. Obviously, everybody, just so you know, these bonos you'd be giving people, they're getting an orgasm out of this from the amazing, vigorous thrust that you're giving
them. Bono will orgasm.
Yes. John.
Yo.
What is your your vote?
I got about 10 million on Bono.
Right, you can have 500,000, cocksucker. Who the fuck are you? Hey, Luke.
500, Linda Hogan.
Linda Hogan is getting some, because she... The only reason I was going to vote for her, but I don't want to vote for her, because I don't want to offend Hulk Hogan, him knowing that my penis was in her vagina.
Right.
And I feel sorry for the kids.
But you don't have to go with the penis and vagina if you go the titty-fuck route, which you were talking about doing.
It's great to have you on the show, T-Wolf. You're kicking goals.
Okay, I'm a classy guy.
Mike!
Yeah, I'm going for the Leave Britney Alone guy. Because he's cute.
Oh, I forgot about that guy. Yeah, there you go, 500,000 on the Leave Britney Alone guy. Hello, I don't know you. Nick?
Yeah, 500,000 for Leave Britney Alone.
Right, there we go. Wow. The Leave Britney Alone
picking
guy is now making a race. Hello, JT.
Yeah, 500,000 to Beth Chapman, dog's wife.
Dog's wife, he knows her name. Wow, Beth it's going to be a passionate hate fuck for her. Ryan?
Yo, I vote to hate fuck Jason Ellis because he's so damn fucking sexy. Red Dragon.
At least he doesn't want to hit my wife in the head with his penis.
That is true.
Hello, Burbank Dave.
What up, Wing?
Yeah, Burbank.
1 million on Hillary Clinton.
Is she on the list?
No, she is still on the list.
Right, 1 million for the Clintons. Well done.
Why does she get a million?
Thank you, bro.
Huh?
Why is that a million?
Because Burbank Dave's a celebrity.
Okay.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, what's up, Ellis? I want to vote for Courtney Love.
Courtney Love, 500,000. Who we got here? Hey, ho, hey, ho. Hello, Lance.
Yeah, 500,000, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, 500,000. A lot of people going for the older ladies. I did realize when you were reeling off the nominees that everybody was ugly.
I was trying to gear it more towards, because the idea is it's people you'd want to fuck normally if you just saw them, and then you talk to them and you realize, well, these are horrible people.
Scott Green is a celebrity. He says 1 million on Posh Spice. I'm now going to the Twitter here. Another 500,000 on Posh Spice. 250 a piece for Courtney Love and Sarah Palin.
I'm already going through all the Twitters.
Jeff Emick. What is he saying? 17 more followers who want to use free gloves. Jason Ellis will kick you in the balls. What an offer. I've got to retweet that. Good old Emick. Do you know who Jeff Emick is?
He's a pro motorcycle rider.
You're so fucking lucky. I was going to kick your ass just then. You've already checked out my Twitter?
Yeah, I'm going through your Twitter.
Well, you didn't use a million. You didn't give Scott Green the million that I just gave, did you?
Yeah, I did.
He did?
Yeah, and he put it on Victoria Beckham.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody hates Rob. Why would you hate Rob? 500,000 on Mayhem Miller.
There we go.
Let's go to the phones now for Buddy.
What up?
Buddy, what is your vote?
I'm saying 500 for Courtney Love.
Right, there you go. We don't even hear the excuse. We're going to get through. Wheezy.
Yo.
Yeah, what's your vote?
Half a mil on Jennifer Lopez.
Thank you. J-Lo in the house. Tyler.
Ellis, Red Dragon, thank.
Yeah, mate.
Half a million on Mayhem.
There you go. Yes, because he fucking hates Mayhem. All right, Rolly.
Half a mil. I want a grudge fuck fucking Linda Hogan.
Grudge fuck. It's another exciting
that
word
means,
for
that
it.
That means Miss Hogan, like, specifically did something to piss him off.
Right, maybe it's that blonde-headed dude that was going out with her. Is he still going out with her?
I don't know.
Like, the little young dude that looked like a shitty Hulk Hogan? Weird. Kurt.
Yo.
Yeah, what is your vote?
Tyra Banks.
They're really, I mean, at the end of the day, Tyra Banks is probably the best-looking person on the list, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. Jennifer Lopez is pretty good-looking.
Tyra Banks is hotter than Jennifer Lopez.
Tyra Banks too. In her prime, sure, but I don't know. I don't
what
think
about Jennifer Lopez
now?
In her prime? She's okay. Just as old as Tyra Banks.
That's
Tyra
true.
Banks used to be a supermodel.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Come on, man. Hello, Brennan.
Yeah.
What's your vote?
Definitely Bono, man.
It's Madonna, 500,000 for Madonna.
He said Bono.
Oh, he said Bono?
Yeah.
Sorry. Pat.
Hello?
Yes, Pat.
I'm not Pat.
Fuck you. What are you voting for?
I want to give Paul Abdul a dirty Sanchez. Man.
Well done. Paul Abdul. Abdul is crazy, and I don't think she's... I think she looks hot because she's kind of still hot because she's, like, a weird lot of makeup and all that kind of stuff, but I think nude with the light on, it's a ferocious monster.
Probably.
I'm not into it.
Also,
I don't want to make out with her.
Also, I think she's more just crazy than completely worthy of hate. I think she's more somebody to be pitied. She's got, like, problems and shit.
Right. Well, she'd probably enjoy a good one, then.
Yeah.
Take her mind off her 1,000,000,000 things she's stressing about all day, right?
Yeah.
So you're helping her.
But we don't
want to help her.
Right.
She's annoying. What about David Hasselhoff? We should have put him on the list. Hate fuck his drunk ass.
Hate fucking into sobriety.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll fuck you so much you'll never drink again. I'll fuck you so hard. I'll quit drinking. If I could fuck him hard enough to quit his drinking, I'd do it.
That's good for everybody involved.
It's for the kids.
Yeah.
You know? Tom.
Yes.
Yeah, what is your vote?
500 for Linda Hogan.
Linda Hogan. Everyone wants to get a piece of Linda Hogan. She is old. You know, I mean, you got to think about that. Nude, old. What is she, like 50, 60?
A lot of these people are old.
Hey, it's kind
of... Instead of the ones who are not old, like Renee Zellweger, are just creepy looking.
Yeah. I wonder if Zellweger is good looking in person. Probably not. Angelina. Angelo.
Yes.
Yes.
I would put $500,000 on that annoying little bitch, Elizabeth Hasselhoff.
There you go.
Hasselbeck.
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, how about let's throw down on Tyra Banks because she's somewhat hot and made a complete career out of being superficial as hell.
Well said. Yeah, well, I want to put $1 million down on her as well. What a bitch.
You already put $1 million down on Tyra
Banks.
Okay,
then don't worry about it. Phil. Alex.
Hey, do I get a million if I can tag team Melissa and Joan Rivers?
Joan's not on the list.
He wants it for Melissa. Man, it's okay. Technical on their phones from time to time. Phil!
Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams, well said.
Good choice.
I don't know your name. Hello. Hello.
You hanging for Scott?
Yeah, Scott.
Tyra Banks, and I want a banger with the Vicks and Rock Salt-covered condom.
Right, I don't know what he's saying.
That's harsh.
Jess.
Mayhem.
Mayhem 500,000.
This is a surprisingly diverse
Dan.
List.
Yes.
What did you vote?
Jessica Simpson, because she's a moron.
Right, well said, sir. I mean,
So far, everybody has at least one vote except for Madonna and Barbara Walters.
Yeah, well, Barbara Walters is really, really
she's
old.
She's really old.
Yeah. She might die. You know what I mean? As we said before, she will reach orgasm, but she could possibly die, and I don't know how into that I am. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird, really, to be honest, to kill an old lady. She is annoying, though. It is amazing to me that she is on TV in any way, shape, or form. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she really pisses me off. I really have had enough of her. Let's take a couple more calls and then play a song and come back with the results.
All right.
Hello, your name is Taylor.
Half a mil on Doug's wife's tits.
Doug's wife. Hey, man. What's up, Joe?
Hey. Yeah, I wanted to put $500,000 down on Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian's
She's
not on
off
the
list.
List.
Huh?
She's off the list.
Oh, damn. All right. Ooh.
She's not on the list either. Hey, man. What's your name?
Justin,
what's your vote?
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin? What is
Sarah
she, fucking Asian or something? All right, that's it. We're now going to tally up the votes. After this song, you will know who, out of anybody in the world, America and Canada wants to hate fuck the most. And the world's greatest hate fuck fucking thing, Jason Ellis Show.
Shit, I've got a load, so who feels like catching it? Fuck yeah!
This is it!
Here we go, the final countdown for the world's greatest Wednesday. On the Jason Ellis
You're
Show.
You're the Jason Ellis Show. Who will Jason be the Ellis winner? Show. Total winner. Who's gonna win this shit? We're talking about humping people consensually to a full orgasm, but we don't really like them, so we're going to pump them extra hard. At one point in the pumping, they will say, oh, and you will say, too bad. And that is how we roll from time to time.
Red Dragons!
My mic's not on.
Your mic is not on.
No, it's not. Now it's on. This was a hard-fought one. Every single nominee got at least one vote, except for Barbara Walters.
No Limit Studios!
Sorry. So, should we go to the top? Man, that's a sweet drop.
It's the worst drop ever, but it's not even really saying.
You can barely hear what you're saying. Should we go?
The game done told me.
Speaking of that, should we start with number 10?
Yeah!
Number 10 is, get ready with the drop, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah! All right! She pulled it off.
She pulled off making the list.
She has a humongous ass. She's annoying as all shit. She has... She drops N-bombs and she's Spanish.
That's annoying.
I don't know how the hell you get away with that.
Racist.
What are you, Mayhem? At the end of the day, she would be hot. She would be good to do. But she is annoying. Because she is real from the block. Fuck her.
Coming in number 9 is the former Mrs. Kurt Cobain, Courtney Love.
Yeah! Ooh. She has a mask on, and she's done more drugs than anybody. And at one point, she was attractive in that movie where she was the dude from Hustler's wife or whatever.
Right, People vs. Larry.
She had nice boobies. But she's changed. Drugs will change you if you're doing too much. You'll go weird, and you'll hit your kid.
She's just
red
a terrifying
dragons,
person.
Red dragons, red dragons!
I kind of want to stay away from her at all costs, I feel like.
But at the end of the day, people have spoken, and they do want to hate pump her. And this is another thing that I would throw in there. If you're going to hate pump her, I say that the hate pump could be taken to another unbelievably offensive angle, and there'd be no tapping from her. She is somewhat of a sex samurai.
Red dragons! Have some Nirvana playing in the background.
Why not? A little bit of Kirk spoken word.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Number 8.
Number 8.
as seen on the talk show The View, Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I hate that bitch. I want to punch her in the face. Wait a minute.
Drop that cunt's mouth or I'll come over there and fuck start her head.
I wish somebody in the crowd from The View would say that every time she said something. May she die a painful death. I'm kidding.
Plus, she's pretty good looking, too.
And it wouldn't suck to do it.
No.
But you know she's fat in the ass.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that in case she was listening.
Just in case, yeah.
You know you're not as hot as you think you are. You're actually kind of lame, really.
I'm going to pull your pants in. I'm going to spank you with a butt spanker.
Yeah!
I like gay dudes.
All right! Yummy!
Number seven.
Number seven!
Because you're the seventh greatest skateboarder in the world.
Because I'm the seventh greatest skateboarder in the world.
Noted philanthropist and sunglasses wearer, Bono.
Philanthropist! Yeah! Spending that day there, like I said, we're in Paris, we're hanging out, and you're looking at the Eiffel Tower, and I'm got his trousers down, we've been drinking for 3 days straight, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been an epic bedroom.
We don't know whether we go upside down or not. 1 minute we're talking about John Travolta, the next time, next thing I know, I'm thrusting my penis into this man like there's no tomorrow, until he shoots a Bono load all over the fucking show.
Red Dragons!
It's disgusting.
That is very gross.
Oh.
Number six.
Number six,
and kind of a little mini trend here, the former Mrs. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, also
known as... Are you not entertained?
She is incredibly annoying, incredibly useless. She is responsible, they say, for breaking up one of the greatest, if not the greatest, band that ever existed. She's not that hot.
No, she's really not.
And she can't really sing that good, and her hair is frizzy, and it fucking annoys me, and I hate how everybody in New York loves her, because her husband was shot. I say she shot him. She paid for him to be shot. And on behalf of her paying for her husband to be shot, I am going to pump her in the most awkward, painful way. I'll give you a fucking... I'll get her to sing. I'll get a note out of her. I'll get a high note out of her. You watch me. Pump her.
It's one thing to accuse Courtney Love of that, but I do not think Yoko Ono was responsible for John Lennon's death.
I do.
Really? Okay.
And everybody else in Vegas agrees.
Apparently they agree.
They do.
All right, we're in the top five.
Top five, nitty gritty.
Coming in at number five, and all of you guys are crazy, Mayhem Miller.
What? What is wrong with you guys? That is out of control. Everybody wants to fuck Mayhem in the ass.
Everybody wants to hate fuck Mayhem in the ass.
What the hell, everybody? I like the guy. It's a dangerous hate fuck, I'm telling you. That's something that
absolutely.
You got to watch out for that one. I'm telling you, that's sketchy. Welcome to NFL News with Jason Ellis. This is the Jason Ellis Show. Just recently, undefeated St. Louis. No, fuck. Somebody's 13-0 in the NFL. That's crazy right there.
Yeah, that's some amazing commentary.
I did
really
it good, though.
Forward, yeah. Sure. Should we keep going?
Excuse me, I think it's two teams are 13-0.
I thought you said one of them got defeated.
One of them did. No, they didn't, though.
But wait, that's the exact same news you did last time you did NFL News.
No, that was when they were 11-0.
Oh, you're right.
Now they're 13-0. Big deal.
All right.
LaDainian Tomlinson is black and plays for the Chargers.
Awesome. All right. Number four.
Number four.
As seen on the TV show Dog the Bounty Hunter, it is Beth Chapman, Mrs.
Are
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
She has boobs that are the size of some humans. Small babies. Big babies.
Yeah.
Four-year-olds.
Full-on babies.
I don't really think she's that bad of a person. But she is annoying, her husband's annoying, and as we know, her husband has said... Niggas my niggas. And he got busted for it, which means maybe she has said... Niggas my niggas. And as far as I can tell, they're Caucasians, and when you're Caucasian, you cannot say... Niggas my niggas. So we need to pump her and make it hurt, and that's how we roll. I just smashed shit.
We're in the top three.
Top three.
Number three. The host of the TV show America's Next Top Model and former model herself, it is Tyra Banks.
Oh, man!
Diplomatic immunity.
She should have been the winner. She's the most offensive human being on the face of the planet, and she's hot. If you take her back to your house, you know, bitch got backs for days. I put a week on it.
You talking smack?
No, I'm just trying to say she's awesome, really.
You're right, she is the hottest member of the list.
Easily the hottest.
Not the overall winner.
And very annoying, always talking up, thinking she knows everything about everything. Well, she doesn't know how hard I can fuck her.
Definitely somebody who needs to shut up every once in a while.
Right. Number two.
Number two is the personal pick of Rob Dyrdek, Posh Spice.
Posh Spice!
Posh Spice.
Unbelievable!
Get these nuts.
She is actually a Skeletorps of some kind. Apparently she's a great person, though. People love her. Kids love her. Yeah, that's what I heard. She's a great person. I don't know. I don't fucking know her. Heard she's a great person. She's very skinny. She's still somewhat sexy, would you say?
Yeah.
I say she's sexy. And she's going out with the best-looking man in the world. In action sports.
Yep.
Apparently he's in the X Games.
Is that action sports?
Yes, so why not? What is action sports? Apparently David Beckham will be racing rally. He'll be in the bitch seat next to...
I thought soccer was an action sport.
It is.
Okay.
They're all action sports. And they're all going to be on the X Games next year, but in a weird version. X-soccer. Soccer X.
Extreme soccer.
Extreme soccer. You have to carry someone on your back while playing soccer.
The ball is made out of lead.
Hey! The ball is on fire. Hey! The ball is Travis Pastrana's head. Hey! Unbelievable.
I want to rape his face.
Yeah.
Well, mayhem
deserving third place there.
Fifth place.
The winner!
The winner. A surprising landslide thanks to a whole bunch of Twitter votes and my personal pick and Tully's personal pick. The former vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin, coming in at number one.
You dig it!
And I think a very deserving.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, really, at the end of the day, she is one hell of a mutt, and she deserves a good going over. I mean,
what a horrible, evil person.
I don't know. What is she good for? I'll tell you what she's good for. A good hate fuck. That's what it's good for. That's how we roll.
Plus,
the
actually, one of the
show.
More attractive members.
Huh?
Plus, actually, one of the more attractive members on this list.
You're not as attractive as Tyra Banks.
Maybe she's not Tyra Banks.
Do you know what?
Still.
The funny thing is you really wouldn't know what you're getting until it was too late, because Pasha's probably the most attractive. She really keeps it together.
Nah, Tyra Banks is.
I mean, I think Tyra's got a prettier face. Pasha's got a better body at this point.
I think Tyra Banks has a better body.
Okay, fair enough. The thing with Sarah Palin, let's not forget, she's had 17 children.
Oh my God, she's hideous.
It's just all you know, like, you get meat sometimes at the butcher, and when you cut the plastic, the what was once like a firm piece of meat just becomes this big gooey mess.
Even in hell.
She can just be incredibly well-dressed with a corset.
No,
but
my God.
I can't wait to find out, hypothetically.
It's like fucking a garage.
Murder.
That's it. That's the end of the show. We're over.